It's time once again to fill in the blanks. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Fill in the blanks, the feature where I read a story that we've all heard so many times that even ordinary people like you can fill in the
blanks.
Very good. Today's subject, coffee. There's a new study out which demonstrates that drinking large amounts of coffee can
kill you faster than rat poison.
No, not nearly that bad. What the study shows is that in people with a certain genetic profile, caffeine can accumulate over time until it finally
kills you faster than rat poison.
Yes, but again, the scientists say that for people who don't have this gene, drinking coffee is perfectly
safe.
Right. The problem is, you have no way of knowing if that applies to
you,
since there is no way of knowing if you have the
killer gene,
and therefore no way of knowing if your next espresso comes with a double shot
of death.
Yes. What we do know is that in a few days, there'll be a brand new study showing that coffee is, in fact,
a vitamin,
and is almost good for you as
chocolate truffles,
leaving us to conclude without any doubt of any kind whatever that coffee is perfectly
safe,
unless
it's not.
Right. Just as we've learned that global warming
is real,
unless
it isn't,
and that the Patriot Act will
protect civil liberties,
unless
it doesn't,
and that Iran is building
a nuclear bomb,
unless
it's not,
and that most cowboys are
straight,
unless
it gets too cold in the tent,
and that Barry Bonds is probably
straight,
unless
the hormones change that too.
Yes. All of which goes to prove that these days, if you find yourself lying awake at night,
it ain't just the coffee.
You got that right.